Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A restorative justice program is showing remarkable success in helping high-risk offenders re-enter the community after prison. The idea is to create a circle of support and accountability, or COSA, to help former inmates avoid re-offending. Vermont is one of a handful of states using the program, which has been shown by three Canadian studies to reduce recidivism among sex offenders by as much as 70%. VPR's Nina Keck spoke with a team of COSA volunteers in Rutland and the offender they've been working with.
A tall 40-something man sits at a large conference table at Rutland's Community Justice Center.
I sexually offended minors. It started many, many years ago. I was inside for 8 years.
The man doesn't make excuses for what he did, and he understands his crime makes people angry and fearful. He asks that we distort his voice and not use his name. Ironically, he says prison is where he finally got treatment, first with the state's program for sexual abusers and later with COSA. He was released from prison more than 2 years ago.
I got out in October 2012.
What did it feel like to be released?
It was overwhelming. I mean, it really was. I'll admit, I was actually quite scared at that time. You know, I remember thinking, you know, what am I doing? I had learned to be comfortable where I was. I definitely felt safe where I was.
Were you worried that you'd reoffend once you got out?
Yes, I would worry that I'd reoffend. I always knew that I was always capable to reoffend if I didn't, you know, manage my situations correctly. But I knew that if I used the tools I had learned, I could manage it. And luckily, you know, the people that were around me, you know, COSA for sure, helped me to make sure that I did utilize that so I would not reoffend.
His COSA team is made up of a program facilitator, a caseworker from the Department of Corrections, and four volunteers.
Hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
The group began meeting once a week back in 2012 while he was still in prison. Now, after more than 2.5 years, they meet every other Thursday for about an hour.
It is labor-intensive.
That's Leslie Briere. She's a corrections program supervisor and COSA team member who works with parolees in Rutland and Middlebury.
I don't think anyone benefits from someone being incarcerated long-term. But the fact is, at some point, most offenders are going to come back to the community. And so anything we can do to build their skills and to give them some opportunities and resources to be successful, everyone's better off with that.
Let's check in with everyone, see how everyone is doing since the last COSA and what's been going on. Joan, how's things with you? What's been going on with you?
The meetings provide offenders and team members with a chance to catch up and talk over any problems or issues that are going on. When offenders first get out of prison, many of their problems have to do with finding work and a place to live. But over time, the issues become more nuanced. For instance, at this meeting, the released offender talks about how frustrated and angry he got the week before when a Department of Corrections official told him he couldn't put a security camera on his house. The group knows he's received threats from his neighbors, which is why he wanted the camera. Volunteer Sherry Durgan Campbell acknowledges his fear, but gently pushes for more.
So I have a question. Did you reach out to anybody in the COSA?
Like an alcoholic who seeks help from a mentor, offenders taking part in COSA are encouraged to call members of their team when they get upset to ensure problems get talked through and dangerous or unhealthy habits get broken. Sitting in a gray hoodie, the man admits he didn't pick up the phone right away, but instead tried to work through his feelings on his own.
You know, I tried to think it through, like, okay, what set me off? You know, what made me angry? And I was able to fall back on some of the things I learned in the program and inside.
Sean McMoore, the program coordinator, likes what he hears.
I was impressed because of the fact that you've learned so much since you've come out. You didn't blow up. You knew what was happening. You identified it, and you said, look, I can't go any further. And then you just cut it off there.
Volunteer Sherry Durgan Campbell reminds the man that while his reaction is normal, his situation is not.
You have conditions, you know? That is the reality. And I think that we need to look at that, because the longer you're out, the more normal you're feeling. But you have something in your past that isn't all about you, But you have to deal with it, like anybody that had any other addiction would have to.
Durgan Campbell says she's proud of how far the man has come in the nearly 3 years she's known him, but she says she didn't join the program for him.
My intention for doing it had nothing to do with being nice. My main reason was I wanted to protect the community.
Durgan Campbell says one of her own children was incarcerated, and she says that experience was an eye-opener.
When somebody comes out of a period of incarceration, there are enormous challenges that I don't think the public understands, because people don't want to rent to you, they don't want to give you a job, they don't want to associate with you, and in fact, there are conditions that have to be placed on you that make it very difficult to make friends. So it's a little bit, for some of these folks, like being released from the bars, but having invisible bars placed on them that puts them in solitary. And that's very dangerous to the community, because that's going to allow them to go back to the kinds of behaviors that they were engaging in before.
While the COSA team provides direction, support, and advice, team member Joan Eckley says they also help with more mundane issues like figuring out a monthly budget and grocery shopping.
We drove him to his work site and from his work site, because initially when he first got the job, he was stuck in a place that basically has no public transportation and needed to get to the next town. So between his family and the COSA volunteers, we drove him everywhere he needed to go. And fortunately, he knew how to cook. A lot of people don't even know how to cook for themselves.
The group also gets together socially, says Leslie Briere, going out to dinner or to a movie.
It helps because a lot of offenders become isolated, particularly people who have a sex offense.
Sherry Durgan Campbell nods.
Sometimes what somebody needs more than anything else is a friend.
But while COSA teams provide plenty of support for released inmates, they also stress accountability. Offenders can be manipulative. So volunteer Elizabeth Bellany says teams work together to avoid being conned or lied to.
In a COSA, there are no secrets. It is one of the rules. So if the core member reaches out to one of the volunteers outside of a COSA group meeting, we must discuss this with other members. This is one way that we can stop someone from manipulating us or split the group.
Not every offender leaving prison qualifies for COSA. Rutland's program coordinator, Sean McMoore, says men and women who'd like to take part have to want to change, and not every offender does. This year, of the 8 offenders referred for the Rutland program, McMoore says only 3 were accepted. And he says finding people in the community willing to take part is a challenge.
It's not just anybody that comes through our door that's going to be a volunteer.
COSA volunteers go through about 6 hours of specialized training, plus ongoing support. Yearly administration costs run about $12,500 per team. Sean McMoore says that's a bargain compared to the roughly $50,000 the state spends to incarcerate someone for a year. COSA programs are being run in 12 locations across Vermont, with 25 to 30 teams going on at any one time. According to a 2013 study that assessed 21 completed COSAs in Vermont, only one of the 21 participating offenders was charged with a new crime. Compare that to Vermont offenders not taking part in the program. Sean McMoore says nearly half of them will violate conditions of their release or break the law again.
Other states are taking the COSA model from what Vermont has done because they see that is worthwhile. But like I said, you have to make sure that you vet the core member, which is the offender coming out of jail, that they want it, and then you have to have the right volunteers.
McMoore believes the program not only protects communities, but helps keep offenders who want to change from ending up back in prison. The man at the center of this COSA agrees.
I can't imagine what it would have been like if I got out originally and not had it. I definitely know that it has surely helped me from reoffending, and I think it would anybody else.
You bought a house. Do your neighbors know about your past?
Yes, they do. Some of them aren't very happy about it. Well, I understand, you know, the fear that comes with a person who's committed a sex offense.
But he says he hopes people will grant him a second chance. He says the stigma of his crime will always follow him, but thanks to a group of strangers who he now calls friends, there are people he trusts who have his back. That's a new experience to him, he says, and one he doesn't want to lose. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.